Hello, everyone, and welcome to Watch the Film Podcast's review of The Ones Who Live, Episode 3 and 4. I stumbled then because I remembered we were doing two in this one. So, my name is Scott.
And I'm Steve.
And we are joined by a special guest today. That's right, Andrew Lincoln himself isn't joining us on the podcast. Instead, we have got Stephen's oldest son. We have got...
Ben.
How are you doing, Ben? You doing okay?
Good, good. Thank you very much, Scott, for letting me be on the show.
Thank you for joining us today. I also just broke my rule there, didn't I? Because we've tried a new little setup here with a third microphone. And I said we'll have to try our best not to speak over Ben while he's talking. The very first line he said, I just decided to speak over him. So we'll leave that one in. It'll be okay. Ben's joining us for this episode. But before we get to that, where can people find all the other episodes, including the ones with Ben on from before, Stephen?
And on which podcast providers?
They kind of fluff that one a bit. Yeah. And you can find us on Facebook, Instagram and Twitter by searching for...
Watch the Film Pod.
They can. I didn't even have to set him up for that when we had our little practice run. He knew where to find us. That means he's one of our several followers that we've got on there, I'm hoping, which is good.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, good man.
Fantastic. So, we will be talking about episode 3 and episode 4 of The Walking Dead, The Ones Who Live, the spin-off show featuring Rick Grimes and Michonne. But before we jump into that, I agree with what you said off recording, Stephen. You said about having a little catch-up with Ben on Ben's thoughts and opinions on The Walking Dead thus far. So I'm going to hand the floor over to you for a little minute, Ben, and just give us a little rundown on your thoughts and opinions of what you've seen of The Walking Dead main show, what spin-offs you liked, didn't like, things like that. So fire away.
Well, in the summer of last year, I started watching The Walking Dead while I was off, and then proceeded to watch it over a certain amount of months. Got to season 8. It took 4 months to watch season 8. And then after that, I was like, oh, Walking Dead, and get back into it again. And then finished it, and then it was like really sad at the end. And then as the spin-off shows have come out, like Dead City and the Daryl Dixon show and The Ones Who Live, I've watched them as well.
So what did you think on the whole to the main series?
I thought it was great. It's one of my favourite TV shows. Up there with How I Met Your Mother as well. One of my favourite TV shows that I've watched.
That's good.
The entirety of it.
I already know we can invite you back on the How I Met Your Mother rewatch that we're going to do. That'll be great. So your dad's really looking forward to that. And what did you think of the Daryl Dixon spin-off?
I thought the Daryl Dixon show was very good. The French kid in it, however, my opinions on the French child that was in it have been not very well.
You wasn't a fan of the acting, the performance?
No, it's just the character as a whole. But I will not get into that now because we're on about The Ones Who Live today.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That's good. We know where we're at with it, Stephen. We spoke about this on episode 1 and 2 on the review of those. Go and give those a listen if you want. So let's dive in. What did you think of... Should we do it as a combined?
We'll just see what we thought, yeah.
Warning with this, we'll spoil stuff. So we'll talk about what happened all over this one, and things like that. Thoughts on episode 3? And Foster,
I'm enjoying it. I think it's not slowing down at all. I think episode four was a little bit slower, lacked a little bit of pace. It was okay, wasn't too bad. But other than that, I think it's been quite good. Really enjoyed it. It's not that I think if anything, that was maybe the slowest episode out of the four so far. But it's still better than a lot of the other TV shows, certainly a lot better than the Walking Dead episodes, certainly later on in the season. So it was still good, really enjoying it.
Yeah. I think it's got a challenging task at hand.
Yeah.
Because it's got a lot of gap filling to do, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
And
you
know, because you've gone in the main show from season to season at times where you've had 5 years have passed, you know, in the break. And now you're having to fill a lot of that gap in with these characters that we've maybe not seen for such a long time. I will say, I think it's doing a really good job of doing that. I think that's something that a lot of shows and films can find a challenge, and I think it's doing a really good job of that. I was the other way around to you. I thought episode 3 dipped a little bit.
Right, okay.
And then this one, I really pulled around for this one. I was a big fan of this one. I agree with it. It was probably pacing a little bit ropey.
Yeah.
But we've spoke before that when it comes to TV shows, the character journeys, the character arcs, things like that are what I'm invested in. You know, we've spoke
about
Lost, you know, away from this and stuff, that it's all about the characters and things like that. And I felt this just showed you why that those two were the ones that we all loved.
Yeah, yeah.
and the ones that we probably wished were in it when they were, because yeah, the main show dipped a bit, didn't it, without
it
them.
It certainly did, didn't it? We've discussed it before. I mean, I think the thing for me with this is, four episodes in, it's hard to see if it's where it's going to go, mm-hmm. because it's, I mean, this fourth episode for me tied it up a little bit. And
can we just check in with Ben's opinion?
Yeah, sorry, yeah,
that,
yeah.
Is that right? Then we'll dive into that. So just because I can control the in and out of the mic.
Okay.
So what did you think of episode 1, 2, 3, and 4, Ben? Because we've not stared for your thoughts on 1 and 2 yet.
Well, I've been enjoying the TV show as of far. I'd have to say this week's episode 4 has been the best for me so far. Yeah, I think it's very much character driven, because you have these beloved characters that people like, and then you put them in certain situations, and some people want them to do this, some people want them to do that, but it is very much character driven. It needs to be character driven for the overall story and aspect, and the way how it ends as well, because some people for instance, if it ends with like Michonne or Rick dying, that will be an outroar especially from me, because if I don't get to see Rick Grimes and Daryl Dixon reunite at some point in the coming years, I will just give up on the whole franchise as a whole.
Fair enough, yeah. You're quite a Rick fan, aren't you?
I'm a Daryl fan.
Okay, thanks for sharing on that one. I agree, you're very character-driven, as you say. What was you going to jump in with, Stephen, about you can't see where the show's going to go?
Yeah,
with
two episodes remaining, it's hard to see if they're going to actually close it, and you're going to get that final reunion in Alexandria or something like that, or are they going to end it and then they're going to announce, oh, by the way, we're going to do a season 2. Are they going to build off how well this has performed?
I've got a theory.
I kind of think that's what they'll do. I don't think you'll get that payoff.
I saw some sneaky... Actually, before I talk about this, just... the bit, because you spoke about a tweet I'd put out, didn't you, about that scene. I don't know, know if you actually read it properly, because she was avoiding spoilers or whatever, but to me, because I knew that he was, because I saw a spoiler, that he was going to say the line, I can't see Carl's face anymore.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to say that line, and a lot of people in reviews and on Reddit and things like that had spoke about that this was like an emotional rollercoaster of an episode. I didn't realise they were going to do it in the way that they did, and I thought the flashback scene of young Carl and then putting the hat on and things like that, and then Carl disappearing.
Yeah.
I thought that was really effective. And that reminded me of like some classic Lost style scene that you'd get or whatever. But yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. Now, digging into that a little bit deeper, help me out, Chandler Riggs. He was on the red carpet at the launch of this series, along with the actor who plays Eugene and the actor who plays Ezekiel.
Yeah.
So I'm going to lock in a theory, Tam, right? I think this series will result in Rick and Michonne still trying to find the way home.
Yeah.
They'll have overcome the short-term threat. I would imagine the CRM will still be a long-term threat, which can be explored in other projects as well, can't it, to be fair. And I think this series will close with Rick having a dream about Carl.
Grown up.
And it'll be grown up. And it'll be a new scene with Carl in it, which I think will be awesome. In line with the one that he had with Michonne in the park. Yeah, so something like that. With him being on the red carpet, I thought there's got to be a little bit more to that.
Probably Ezekiel and Eugene then will probably be maybe on the radio or something to them.
Quite possibly.
And then that's when they know he's coming back.
Yeah, like that. So,
or that he's alive, yeah.
What's your thoughts on the Carl thing?
A bit like in Daryl Dixon, when Carol was on the radio to Daryl while he was in the trailer park or something. Like that,
because we spoke about that as well, didn't we? About on the last one, we were discussing... Is she talking about Rick, isn't she?
Yeah.
So I still think that's up in the air at this moment in time. But no, I thought it was really good. I mean, I loved a lot of the Easter eggs. Like you might have not noticed this, Ben, with your age and things, but the Windows XP screensaver on the computer, and a lot of the tech was of the time when the world fell over.
It's quite funny, wasn't it? Because it hadn't even finished. It hadn't even finished, and we jumped straight away. And I jumped on my phone, didn't I? And I was like, right, hang on a minute. When did Nissan bring out a hybrid truck?
Yeah, that was what we was doing, because they got in a yellow Nissan hybrid truck, which we immediately after it finished was like, right, well, did they have hybrid trucks? And they say it was like 2004. They announced that in 2010 they was going to have it.
2006 they announced it. They was going to be out by 2010, yeah.
Does that line up then? Is that, I mean, trying to put a picture of it, yeah. No, I noticed that one. Yeah, cars in my forte. As soon as you said the Nissan, I thought, I can imagine Ben got his encyclopedia out of the hybrid car.
Well, you was out with your ears, weren't you? You was like, there's no way that came out then. So I Googled
it. I was thinking,
it.
Like, were there ever hybrid trucks back in 2010? I was like, I was racking my brain. I couldn't think of it.
But they did. Only just.
You got to the bottom of it. and yeah, I mean, I feel my ignorance of her name escapes me, who plays Michonne, but she wrote this episode, didn't she, or produced it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, this was her baby. Because
right,
I think,
okay.
I was watching
The Insider afterwards, isn't it?
Correct, yeah, the Insider thing at the end of the episode. They were discussing that, like, she wanted full control over the story of when they would reunite, kind of thing, to make sure it was done right, because obviously they've had that journey together, so... I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Michonne's played by Dana Guerrero, isn't it? Yeah.
Correct. On the ball, is
yeah.
that?
With your, sorry.
With your IMDb entry. That's what we need. Fact checking on here. That's good.
So I'm a little quiet here because I'm just looking for a quiz on here.
Yeah,
I found a quiz, aren't I?
You're going to try and trip Ben up, aren't you? That's your plan.
That's what it is, yeah.
We've invited you on false pretenses, Ben.
So with Ben being this, like, massive Walking Dead fan, we just thought we'd throw a little quiz in there for him.
We're going to challenge. Is it a competition between me and Ben?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I could be Quizmaster and you two could. Yeah, this would be good. Yeah.
Right, okay.
Do you want to start now?
I mean, is there anything else you want to add in the episode? I mean,
no, I mean, there's not a great deal I want to sort of go on about this. I want to do like a roundup at the end.
I think it's hard.
Let's watch the series and we can
give
our thoughts on the full series, can't we? So far, it's been great, like I said to you. Been a really good TV show. Really enjoyed it. It's not let itself down at all. Mm. Little thing for me was, again, spoilers here, but the helicopter crashing and that, you know, I thought that was a little bit, well, is that them free? They can get away, you know, a little bit there. I love the fact that Rick would you know, when he found out he had a son.
I thought
that's fantastic. The way that I reacted when he said about Carl, forgetting Carl, can't see his face anymore. The fact that he broke down in her arms. It was such a good episode. Mm. It was. There was so much there. Previous episodes, so much going on. There's so much that you can talk about.
Yeah, we've kind of skipped over three a little bit, haven't we?
We've gone through like, quite a lot there, really.
I liked in episode three how he was doing everything in his power to push her away, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
Ultimately, keep her safe, because he's kind of caught between a rock and a hard place, isn't he? And,
that's right, yeah.
You know, so you got that introduced. Did you notice it lingered on it in what might be in episode three? Grimes 68 on the wall.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So she beat the score.
She beat the score, didn't she? Yeah. I liked that. That was cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, to round it off before we have a little bit of fun here with the quiz and things, really enjoying it. I agree. I echo what you say, Stephen. Final thoughts on the series so far, Ben?
Series so far, it's currently, as it is now, it's in a good place. I was worried that the entire series would take place in the CRM, like the compound where it is. I was worried that you would just get used to that same setting. So I'm glad that this episode was in a different place, and then the next episode they're on their way back to Alexandria.
I'm going to jump in on that because that's a really good point. I didn't even think about that myself, but the fact that you brought that up, I fully agree with that. Because I think a lot of this, like the Commonwealth stuff, I felt disjointed with it at times because it was just the same buildings and the same people and the same. I think The Walking Dead at its core has been so good when they've found new communities and, you know, like when they discovered
Hilltop or
discovered when Carl got shot. What was his name?
Alexandria.
The farm.
Yeah.
All them different ones. You're right. What you're saying.
I thought you meant the other time in Alexandria when he got shot twice, didn't he? Yeah.
True. Yeah. But yeah, so I fully echo that. Yeah. Great point on that one.
Okay. Right then, Ben, I'm gonna fire you a few questions at you then. So this is based on the first five seasons of The Walking Dead, the main show. Okay?
Can I clean up if he gets any of them wrong then?
Yeah, okay. Right. I don't think you'll get these. I don't think we certainly got this wrong. What was Glenn's occupation prior to the apocalypse?
It was a pizza delivery.
Spot on. Brilliant, okay. What did the residents of Terminus eat to survive?
The cannibals. So they ate humans, didn't they?
Human flesh, yeah. Well done. Okay. Oh, here's one for you. So I don't know the answer to this one. How many family members has Maggie lost? Is it 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5?
Are we counting Glenn?
You need an answer.
I need an answer. 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5.
So she's lost Herschel. She's lost her dad. She lost her mum. She lost a sister. She's lost a husband. So that, I guess that would kind of count.
So what's that then? Four or five?
Four. Did she lose... When she went to... When they was there in the first place, was it her aunt was there as well? Because I'm sure she ended up there, dying.
So we're going... It's going to be 4 or 5.
It's either 4 or 5.
What do you reckon?
6.
I'm going to go 5 because I'm sure her aunt died because I don't remember her, like...
I'm clicking it. It's not doing it. This is great. What a quiz. I can't even give the answer. Right. Okay, then. We'll come back to that.
We'll find out for next time.
We'll find out for next time. Yeah. Okay. What caused Gabriel's guilt?
Gabriel,
what was it? He was eating more than his share of supplies. Was it locking his friends out during a walker attack? Was it not saying goodbye to his wife and kids?
That was it. He was locked. He locked his people out outside of the church while they were getting attacked by walkers.
Mm-hmm. Certainly did. Yeah, always one for you. So again, I'm going to Google the answer. Scott might be able to do this while we're looking.
I can't because he's recording on my Googling device.
I'm going to have to come back to this. In season 4, when Daryl was separated from the main group, he temporarily joins a group of men. Do you remember what they were called?
Oh, those biker guys, weren't they?
Yeah.
Oh, because that's...
Well, that's not the question. The question is, what word did they say to gain ownership of newly found supplies?
Claimed.
Yeah.
That's easier than what the actual name was.
Well, I would have got that.
That is the group where Rick, the guy, the main guy, gets him into like a bear hug, and then Rick just rips his, like, bites his throat out.
Rips his neck out, yeah.
That's a great scene.
Which sinister decoration did the governor have in his house? Which sinister decoration?
Decoration. Oh, he had tons of walker heads.
He had walking jazz. Heads floating in
Not
fish
in jazz,
tanks.
In fish
yeah,
tanks.
Well done. Well done. Okay, then I'll give you. Let's have a look for another one. I'll try and get one that I know the answer to. which character attacked Terminus from the outside in an attempt to free Rick and his group?
Got that one as well.
Oh, it's Carol.
Carol, yeah, well done. Okay.
Yeah, because she blew up the gas tank up, didn't she?
Yeah,
and that
that's
caused,
right, yeah.
Like, the distraction with the walkers and that.
You know your stuff.
He does know his stuff, doesn't he?
I'm not joking when I say I like the walking.
Here's one for you then. I don't know the answer to this because I thought it would let me click the answers. It's not let me do it. Okay. How long was Rick in a coma?
Oh. 30 days, 45 hours, 15. I'm going to say 30 days.
30 days.
Just as a quick fire guess.
45. I think it was 30 days. I think it was as well. So I'm going to Google that now. But pretty good there. I think.
Good effort.
Would you have got all them?
Yeah, I'd have got them. Maybe I wouldn't have got the Maggie one.
It's racking your brain though, because like when they actually did came, they still had family around, didn't they?
And I would 100%, and I would, and it's a technicality in it, like you said. Does Glenn count that kind of thing?
Otis, he was better for our family as well. Mm. Yeah, I'd definitely go 5 on that question.
It states here it was between 4 and 5 weeks, so I'll let you off with 30 days. I think 30 days on that one. Okay.
You can have 30 days, and if people want to spend 30 days of their lives listening to all of our other stuff, where can they find it, Ben?
Watch the film pod?
It was going so well. Let's try that again. So how it's done, Stephen. If people want to spend 30 days finding all of our other stuff, where can they find us?
On all major podcast providers. Come on, Ben.
You might be a Walking Dead fan, but you need to swat up on your Watch the Film podcast knowledge. You can redeem yourself. Where can they find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter?
At Watch the Film Pod.
They certainly can. Final thoughts from me. Really, really enjoying this show. Impressed with Ben's Walking Dead knowledge. Good to have you on the podcast again, Ben.
Thank you, Scott.
We will be having more of you on, I'm sure, as the year unfolds. Anything else to add from yourself, Stephen?
No, I'm still trying to find the answer. I can't find if it's 5 or 4.
Well, that'll give people a chance to tune in for the next one to find out what the answer was. Or let us know if you on Instagram and that if you can figure out the answer yourself. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you, Ben, for joining us. And hopefully we'll have you listening on the next one.
I'm going to say 4. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye.